Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently.
A portion of President Trump's comments after he left Walter Reed Medical Center on Monday, where he was receiving care for COVID-19 over the last three nights. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden taking part in a town hall on Monday, the former vice president discussing all the interruptions during the last debate.
I'm used to bullies. I didn't want to further demean the process of the debate by getting in a shouting match with him, on the one hand, and I tried very hard, if you noticed, to look in the camera and answer the question directly.
That town hall taking place in Miami, Florida, and it was Biden who interrupted the president first. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The new Supreme Court opened their fall term on Monday, minus one justice. Liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg recently passed away after a long fight against cancer. Chief Justice John Roberts remembers the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
President Clinton appointed her to this court in 1993. She was the second woman appointed to the court and served more than 27 years. During her time on the court, she authored 483 majority, concurring, and dissenting opinions. Justice Ginsburg's contributions as advocate, jurist, and citizen are immeasurable. We at the court will remember her as a dear friend and a treasured colleague.
Hurricane Delta gaining strength as the storm is projected to barrel through the Cayman Islands on Tuesday before hitting Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The storm could strike the Gulf Coast later this week. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Historically, volatility in the stock market is elevated in the months leading up to an election. This is logical as the markets hate uncertainty. For investors, it's important to step back and put personal feelings about politics aside and objectively assess the situation and what it means for your personal finances. Economist and certified public accountant Dan Geltrude believes,
if President Trump were not to be reelected and we have a Biden presidency, what does that mean? We already know that that's going to mean more regulations and it's going to mean more taxes. Those are not things that the market is too favorable with. So I think if we start to see a more likely Joe Biden win, we will see the market start to react to that. But of course, let's keep in mind, Joe Biden alone can't change anything. He will need Congress to go along with him to make any changes to the tax code.
Vice President Mike Pence doing his final round of debate preparation in Utah. Air Force Two landed at Salt Lake City International last night. Pence met briefly with Utah Governor Gary Herbert, California Senator and Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Kamala Harris arrived in Salt Lake City over the weekend. The debate is being held Wednesday at the University of Utah. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are you?
Hey, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, I'm doing fine. Just getting the the debate out of my system here. We all know, we never want the moderator to be the story, especially on the following day. And Chris Wallace, almost in a way like Andy Crowley, has made himself too much of the story in this presidential debate.
Yeah, there were a lot of moderator interventions, as you say. I do wish, look, I like robust debates. To me, the gold standard is watching prime minister's questions from the House of Commons in London. And you
don't got, you love that? I agree. I love
it's
that.
Terrific. Yes. You've got the prime minister get up, present what he's what he wants to say, and then the leader of the opposition party gets up and hammers the hell out of him, and usually very rough, tough language, etc. But you can hear what each one says. What my big complaint was about last night is that you had this endless crosstalk, interruptions, and so on. I don't mind the insults so much. I don't mind it not being polite. That's okay by me. But I want to be able to hear what they're saying. And I really wish we didn't have just all this crosstalk, interruptions, and interruptions. So I don't think that was good for either candidate. And it wasn't good for the American voters either.
Yeah, I think in part, for me, DeRoy, in a sense, it represented the constituency of both parties. I mean, the angry side of both parties. And I think it was a missed opportunity, to your point, for Americans on both sides to hear the candidates, to understand what policies, what could we expect from each of their administrations. Unfortunately, it was loaded with name-calling, more particularly from from Biden toward toward Trump. And also, my other impression was that I kind of felt like Trump looked at Biden as being the epitome of everything that his his administration has had to deal with, whether it's fake news, the alleged smooth transition of power, which he called Biden on specifically, said, thanks a lot, you and Barack Obama, don't even talk to me about smooth transition after all that you've done to my administration. But the bottom line is what we've been able to accomplish in 47 months versus your first 47 years stands in clear contrast, doesn't it?
No, this is very true. And I think it was appropriate for him to bring up, as you say, the deliberate, I think the meeting on January 5 or 6, 2017, where apparently in the middle of what should have been a peaceful, smooth transition, you had the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, I believe the head of the FBI and others sitting in the Oval Office, figuring out how are we going to try to scuttle Mike Flynn, the incoming National Security Advisor, and try to wrap him up in the Logan Act and all these other all this other nonsense because of the apparent alleged crime of speaking with the Russian ambassador, which is exactly what we want the National Security Advisor to do during the transition, so that he gets to know these people with whom he has to deal and negotiate and confront or whatever else. And that's how they handle the transition. So that was fine to bring up. But there are a lot of things the president should have talked about that he didn't, because they just kept getting that, wrapped up in all the acrimony. For example, the question was, why are you better for black Americans or for race relations than the opponent? And the president briefly mentioned the First Step Act and criminal justice reform. I don't believe he mentioned a steady stream of revenue for historically black colleges and universities. He didn't make any mention of the 87 opportunity zone programs in low-income neighborhoods. He should have mentioned, when the whole question came up about, you know, why don't you denounce white racists? Last week, he declared the Ku Klux Klan to be a terrorist organization. And I would have asked Joe Biden, you and Obama had 8 years. Why didn't you guys think of this and declare the Ku Klux Klan a terrorist organization? But none of that came out, which is really unfortunate. I think the president had many opportunities to talk about his accomplishments, and that stuff just got buried and muffled in the middle of all the back and forth catapult launches of rocks.
Yeah, I agree with you, because I thought, you know, the president has such a solid background, you know, like what he had presented at the National Convention, for example. I mean, promises made, promises kept, just go right down the line and stand on those and let them speak, you know, to the public, because this was going to be admittedly a rare time that the president was going to have a chance unfiltered without the scrutiny and the, you know, the, what do you want to call it?
Hostility?
Not so much hostility, but more the squelching of his message by Facebook and Twitter and these other media outlets.
Total censorship. Yeah. Absolutely right. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And again,
that's what I was looking for. Censorship. Yes.
Censorship. That's it. Yeah. He could have gotten up and just gone through his hundreds of accomplishments: energy independence, the Anwar drilling, Keystone Pipeline being approved, the lowest, you should have mentioned this as well, the lowest black, Hispanic, and Asian background unemployment rates in U.S. history. There's a mass of people on the left used to talk about income inequality. Well, they don't talk about it anymore, because income inequality went up under Obama and Biden, and income inequality went down the last 2 years under Trump, and not by dragging down the rich, but by pushing up the poor. Poverty fell last year in 2019 to its lowest level in U.S. history. He should have been talking about all that stuff, and I hope in the next two debates he does, and lay that stuff out. Most people will be shocked to hear that, because, as you say, Silicon Valley has censored that. ABC, NBC, and CBS Nightly News, sure, they're not going to share that with you, and if they do, it'll be just a brief mention. And he ought to present those facts, and I think people will be pleasantly shocked, and that ought to boost his support and make it more likely he'll be reelected rather than defeated on November 3rd.
Exactly. No, I agree, and you got to dial back the emotion. I can understand in part, like I said, I can appreciate the president looking across the way and seeing Joe Biden as the epitome of all this disturbance and intervention into this administration, you know, from the fake news to impeachment and everything. And he just seemed to be very emotional, and I'm sure that he's going to study the tape and look at it, you know, and which I suspected, because usually what happens with incumbents, and this happened with Barack Obama, it happened with George W. Bush and others, is the first debate is always a little bit rough for the incumbent, and was surprisingly in part because Donald Trump has been out there. I mean, he's been holding rallies, thousands of people. He's had the opportunity. We just came off the heels, as I said, of a very expressive and positive Republican National Convention. Mm-hmm. So I thought that, you know, I really hoped that he had been, you know, I guess in a sense, more up on his game. You know, overall, but if his goal was to, as Dan Bongino said, was to expose and rally his base and expose Biden to his base, then, you know, he gets more points in that, because he did no doubt rally his base. Those that love Trump love him all the more. And that wasn't going to change. But those on the left have to decide, okay, now you got you got Biden, who signed the
manifesto. manifesto with
the manifesto, mm-hmm. the manifesto from Bernie Sanders, mm-hmm. and he signs this, and now he disclaims it and says,
yeah.
"No, I am the Democratic Party." What did that say?
Yeah, I think that document is called something like the Biden-Sanders Joint Policy Recommendation Task Force, something like this. And I believe it has both their names on it, and they both put it out as sort of like a mini Democrat platform, and a lot of the Democrat platform is drawn from that thing. And now he says, "Oh, I never seen that thing. I didn't sign it," which is crazy. Yeah, when
yeah.
the president was
DeRoy, we got to go to quick break. Let's pick it up. Let's pick this up when we come back.
Okay, that's good.
On the other side of the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you. Fresh and Independent. Just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. DeRoy Murdoch, a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. DeRoy, just to kind of put a bow on what happened the other night, we've got two more debates happening. It's clear for those that thought that Biden may not show up. But I think we're going to have two more debates.
I think we will. You know, if Biden doesn't show up, it's just going to make him look weak. There's still questions about. I thought he came across as much more coherent than people expected, but of course expectations were very low, and he definitely exceeded the low expectations. And I also, these next two debates, if we have them, and I hope we do, will give the president an opportunity to talk about his tremendous successes. Well, I think one of the biggest ones, in fact, it's such a big success, everyone's forgotten about it, which is when he came into office, we heard one word, acronym really, every day, which is ISIS. ISIS was on the march. ISIS was shooting up people in airports, setting Jordanian jet fighters on fire. I mean, fighter pilots on fire, burning people alive, throwing gay men off of high buildings in the ISIS caliphate so they would be fall to their deaths. The ISIS caliphate grew under Obama and Biden to the size of not one but two New Jerseys. Imagine that, something the size of two New Jerseys by these Islamic extremists. He went on the fight against them, had the rules of engagement to defeat these guys. The ISIS caliphate is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. When's the last time you heard about ISIS? We don't hear about it anymore. That's a massive accomplishment. Exactly. I wish the President of the United States would talk about that.
Yeah, without a doubt. A recent commentary, you say the ultimate appreciation for the life and mind of Ruth Bader Ginsburg should start in the Senate. Tell our audience, you know, what you wrote about.
Sure. I'm recommending that the Senate adopt and the House adopt and the entire country adopt something I'm calling the Ginsburg Amendment. And this reflects Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the late Supreme Court Justice we lost just a few days ago. She said that she believed the Supreme Court should remain at 9 seats. She says it's been that way for a long time, and that seems like the right number. So I think the Republicans should introduce something called the Ginsburg Amendment, which says in the Constitution the Supreme Court will have 9 seats. They ought to pass in the Senate, pass it on to the House. I'm not sure what the House will do. And make every Democrat across the country say, I support the Ginsburg Amendment and a 9-seat Supreme Court, or I don't, and I want a packed Supreme Court. And by the way, if you have a constitutional amendment, it has to be voted on in every state legislature. And once you get 3/4 of the state legislatures to approve, then it's part of the Constitution. So people running for state House, state Assembly, state Senate, state House of Representatives, all the way across the country, should be asked this question. I think we should have a Ginsburg Amendment pledge and have Republicans and Democrats both either sign it or not and explain to the voters, I'm going to sign this pledge to make this part of the Constitution, a 9-seat Supreme Court. And if they don't sign it, then we can assume that they want a packed Supreme Court, and the voters can go to the polls with that additional knowledge. And this is something the Republican Party ought to start pushing today.
Well, this has been a dangerous narrative that was thrown out by Schumer and Pelosi in terms of packing the court. And Donald Trump called the question, with Joe Biden, would you pack the court? And, and of course he got cover from Chris Wallace, and he was able to avoid answering that. But the Democratic Party and those on the left have made it clear, whether it's Ilhan Omar, AOC, all have said, heck yeah, we're going to pack the court. We're going to take your guns and we're going to pack the court.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. I guess these people can't win an argument, so they're just going to demolish our American institutions. And these are the same people who say, oh, Trump's a threat to democracy and Trump's ruining our institutions. They're the ones who want to get rid of the Electoral College. They're the ones who want to pack the Supreme Court. They're the ones who want to bring in Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico as new states so they can get basically 4 almost guaranteed Democrat seats in the Senate. They're the ones who are doing this mass mail-in ballots, which are coming out of nowhere, changing the electoral rules basically between the 6th and 7th games of the World Series. If you want to live by those rules, then great, pass them 2 years ago or a year ago, and we'll all live by them. These guys are changing the rules 5 weeks before the election. Not the Republicans, it's something the Democrats are doing. So they're the ones basically conducting a war on American democracy, and they should be ashamed of themselves for it. And I really hope these Republican lawyers who've taken these folks to court prevail and stop this effort to raid our democracy.
Well, we already have seen. I mean, Donald Trump immediately warned us of the dangers of mail-in voting. I mean, I've been in business for a long time, DeRoy, and I've seen what's happened with, direct mail. So much of that ends up in the trash. It has the wrong address. You know, so much was getting thrown away in direct mail that they stopped putting the people's name on it. They just said occupant, you know. So maybe, you know, because they know that 20% at any given moment, 20% of the people move every year. So you've got these ballots that are going to these addresses that are not deliverable, that are being captured. And then, of course, here recently we saw that very dramatic video from James O'Keefe and Veritas, where in Ilhan Omar's district, you've got people, you know, ballot harvesting. I mean, this one guy says, I've got a car full of ballots here. Well, you know, for a party that was so concerned about foreign intervention and the compromise of our voter integrity, they're absolutely quiet on this whole situation.
No, they are quiet about it, and that's too bad. I think there ought to be tremendous national outrage about the ballot harvesting going on in Minnesota, which you described. You've got, I believe it was in Wisconsin, the president mentioned this, although he didn't get the facts exactly right, three trays of U.S. mail, including absentee ballots. They were not thrown to a river in Wisconsin. They were thrown into a ditch. In Wisconsin, you've had, I think it was in Fairfax County, Virginia, 1,000 people got not one but two ballots sent to them. That's really convenient. 300 people in the city of Richmond and 100 in a county nearby there. You had these ballots which were found in the trash, I believe, in Pennsylvania. They were not all for Trump, as he said, unfortunately, not correctly. There were nine such ballots. Seven of the nine were marked for Trump and in the trash. Mm-hmm. This is disgusting. You had people die on the beaches of Iwo Jima and Normandy, France, to defend a constitutional republic like ours, defend democracy, defend our ability to have democratic elections, defend our ability to pick our presidents, our senators, our congressmen, et cetera. Those people gave their lives so we could continue this system. And the Democrat response to it is, let's create a loosey-goosey system where ballots get thrown in ditches and garbage cans, and people can pick up loose ballots in apartment lobbies for people who are either moved away or dead, take them upstairs, fill them out, drop them in the mail. There's no chain of custody between the registrar of voters, the voter, and then the people who count the ballots. That chain of custody is broken as if with bolt cutters. It's appalling. Mm-hmm. It's stomach-turning and completely nauseating what the Democrat Party is doing to undermine our system of democratic, clean elections in this nation. It's horrible, appalling. They should be ashamed of themselves, and any opportunity to stop them must be implemented at once.
I agree. A couple minutes left here. You wrote recently that Trump's national security advisor, O'Brien, has helped him score a year of international triumphs. This is in the face of what Joe Biden said the other night in terms of, the president having no influence on the international stage. And you already cited what the president has accomplished with NATO, so many other accomplishments, but clearly what he's been able to do in the Middle East with this new Middle East, I say, Peace Prize, and also has garnered him at least three Nobel Peace Prize nominations.
Yeah, it was remarkable. Three Nobel Peace Prize nominations for three different things. One was for the Middle Eastern peace deals that we discussed earlier. Another was for an agreement between Serbia and Kosovo, which, interestingly enough, had a different approach. Rather than sit at a table and try to settle their political differences, the president's approach was, all right, let's do this. Why don't we create an economic agreement? You guys can trade back and forth, visit each other, you know, open companies in each other's countries, and as you get settle with each other and decide you're not monsters but people with whom you can do business, then we'll come back to the table and talk about the more thorny political issues. And they signed that, and he got a Nobel Peace Prize nomination for that. And another one from Australia signed by, I think it was something like four or five different legislators, I think, down there. Maybe they're professors. I can't recall at the moment. And they basically applauded his America First approach and said the idea of countries thinking of themselves first and standing up for their own national interests creates a situation where countries treat each other with a certain amount of realism and a certain amount of deference and respect for each other, and that this is the kind of thing that has led to these agreements we just discussed, and for that he got a third Nobel Prize.
Well, DeRoy, we got to leave it there. DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, National Review Online contributing editor, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, DeRoy. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Oh, my pleasure. You too. Thanks very much.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again, so refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIG. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently.
A portion of President Trump's comments after he left Walter Reed Medical Center on Monday, where he was receiving care for COVID-19 over the last three nights. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden taking part in a town hall on Monday. The former vice president discussing all the interruptions during the last debate.
I'm used to bullies. I didn't want to further demean the process of the debate by getting in a shouting match with him on the one hand. And I tried very hard, if you noticed, to look in the camera and answer the question directly.
That town hall taking place in Miami, Florida, and it was Biden who interrupted the president first. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you with us. I hope you're enjoying your day as we continue to deliver the truth and pursue it no matter where it leads, because it's just that doggone important. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about religious voters across America aren't being fooled by Joe Biden's deceptive ads featuring his Catholic faith. And, you know, we've discussed his Catholic faith, and I'm careful to do that. You know, for obvious reasons, being a Catholic myself, I believe there's a personal aspect of our faith. But there's also the part when you're a public figure, how you represent that that aspect of your faith. And I've had a problem with Joe Biden from day one, and this is for even Nancy Pelosi, who claim, both of them claim to be Catholics, and I am conflicted to reconcile their admission of faith with the platform of the Democratic Party. Well, Brian Birch is with us. He is the president for Catholic Vote. And let's bring him on now. Brian, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you this morning.
Well, first of all, let me address something really important as far as our fellow Catholics are concerned, Brian, and not only Catholics, but evangelicals as well. We, according to the facts and statistics, we understand about 50% of people in the church actually register to vote. And of that 50, only 50 will actually go out and vote. Right now, with all that's standing in the balance, we can't live with those numbers. I mean, people need to get out and register to vote and, in fact, vote, right?
That's exactly right. You know, we're expecting a record turnout election. This may very well be the highest turnout in any election in American history. And our data shows even among Catholics who go to church, the numbers are 25% or more do not vote regularly or do not vote at all. And so at this point in the election, you know, we don't have a lot of undecided voters left. What we have are people that need an extra nudge or some encouragement to make sure that they actually turn out.
Are they at all affected by the picking of Amy Coney Barrett to come out and realize, I mean, it seems like we got a higher response in 16 because Donald Trump made it an issue and said, look, it, the Supreme Court is important. And I think it resounded, especially with all that, you know, Joe Biden and Barack Obama did to attack people of faith. You know, the nuns, I mean, are you kidding me? We're coming after the nuns. You know, to right. force them to do something against their own conscience. But this is what the Democrats have continued to do. They're impinging on our First Amendment right. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, as Ted Cruz writes about in his book, One Vote Away, had it not been for that one vote, we'd already be down the road and our religious liberties would already be compromised, if not totally obliterated.
I think you're absolutely right. And this pick by of the president of Amy Coney Barrett, for one, makes Catholics proud. Mm-hmm. This is a highly educated, highly credentialed, one of the most qualified women judges in America. And certainly as a Catholic, a professor at Notre Dame and mother of seven, the list goes on. So exceptionally proud to see her elevated in the way that she has. Now, the Democrats have a choice. Are they going to treat her like they did Brett Kavanaugh? Are they going to lie after lie after lie, accuse her of all the sorts of crazy things they do, turn this into essentially a personal circus? Or are they going to actually examine her record, look at her record as a judge on the Seventh Circuit, and vote up or down? That's really all they're going to be called on to do. And should they choose to go down the personal insult circus route, I think we'll see what happened in 2018, where they lost a number of Senate seats as a result.
Exactly. Well, Brian, two things. First of all, the Democrats will do what the Democrats have always done. We can't expect them to change their stripes. They're trying to figure out a way to attack her. And, of course, her faith has been a big issue. And I think on behalf of all Catholics, we would all could only hope that we would be attacked because we read the Bible and we pray mm-hmm. to God, the maker of heaven and earth, and he that is the one that weaves babies in the wombs of mothers. We should only be in such a position, and Amy Coney Barrett is in that position right now, and we will continue to pray for her. You know, so all they can do is try and go after that, because that's what the Democrats have been doing. They've been chipping away at religious freedoms. They don't believe in God. I mean, this whole socialist movement is an exchange. We've got a better God for you, is what they tell us. It's the God that comes from the government, not the God that created the heavens and the earth.
That's right. It's a God, actually, and interesting you put it this way. It's a God that bears no role in our conscience and ultimately our will. It's mm-hmm. essentially a God that we can just choose to follow in any way that we deem most likely to help us. It's the God, frankly, of Joe Biden's Catholicism, of I can be call myself Catholic and call myself devout and yet hold fast, as he did last night, to saying that he will call on the Congress to impose Roe v. Wade if it's overturned by the court. This is in direct violation of everything the church has taught, a core teaching of the church, something the U.S. bishops called the preeminent issue. And it goes down from school choice to religious liberty, all sorts of issues where Joe Biden has a deeply hostile record to Catholics. And it's a very different type of understanding of who the God that created the world actually is.
Well, and it's unfortunate. You know, here you have the clear difference between a espoused Catholic like Joe Biden, as you say, who wants to conveniently adjust and amend his perception of God according to his own eyes. And then you have a judge in Amy Coney Barrett, whose life, in much the same way as Brett Kavanaugh, the fruit of their life's choices and their faith is clear. It follows in their character and what they represent that, you know, most people across this country, you know, can say, look at, you know, you can be proud to be a Catholic. You can be proud to be a man or woman of faith. You can proud to be American, that in this country that we're still able to produce people of this kind of character and quality. A woman who is a Catholic, who believes in her religious beliefs, who reached out and adopted two children from Haiti, who had a choice, and I'm sure the doctors talked to her, because my daughter was faced with the same choice when the doctors told her that our most recent grandson, that there was some likelihood that he could be Down syndrome. And in both cases, these women and the families decided, we're all in. You know, Sarah Palin, we're all in. People who have made that choice for life versus death. But the doctors today, because it's part of the order of the day, they have to advise women who are pregnant with the option, pregnant and the possibility of having a Down syndrome child, with that option to abort that child. And in some countries, it's absolutely mandated, right, Brian?
That's absolutely right. I think this speaks to, again, the quality of this judicial nominee. A woman who has devoted her life to her children, who has achieved the highest levels of academic excellence, who is a credentialed law professor, who's respected, frankly, on both left and right. Now, we have liberal Harvard law professors saying this is one of the sharpest judges in our court system today, that she has never been known to act in any way to suggest that she would should treat anyone unfairly. And frankly, this religious question about Amy Coney Barrett is really a canard. She yes. has repeatedly said that she will never impose her personal beliefs or her religious beliefs through the court or through her decision. It's really a debate ultimately about our understanding of the law and the Constitution and what are the role of judges. And we need judges to recover this notion of judicial restraint and humility and deference to lawmakers. The courts don't make laws, and this used to be our understanding since our founding. And we've gotten away from that. And Amy Coney Barrett represents the type of judge that will move us back to
exactly
pulling the court back from imposing policy on the rest of the country, which has led, frankly, to a lot of the anxiety and division that we have today, because the courts have taken from us, the people, our responsibility.
Exactly. He's the president of Catholic Vote. Get out there, register to vote, and vote. Take a neighbor with you, okay? Don't go alone and vote. Brian Birch, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. Living with chronic back pain? You're not alone. Up to 80% of people in the U.S. will experience back pain at some point. But could your back pain be a form of axial spondyloarthritis or AxSpA, an inflammatory arthritis of the spine? It can cause stiffness and reduced mobility. There are approximately 1.7 million people living with AxSpA and related conditions in the U.S. However, because it is underdiagnosed, that number may be higher. Rheumatologist Dr. Hillary Norton has ankylosing spondylitis, or AS, a form of AxSpA.
Inflammatory back pain is chronic, so it never really goes away, even if symptoms come and go. Adding to the complexity, men and women with AS are likely to experience symptoms in the low back, whereas women may present with pain around the neck area and often have more peripheral joint pain. That's why it's important to talk to your doctor and get a correct diagnosis.
Visit monsterpaininthes.com to complete a 3-minute quiz to learn more.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, 64% of consumers have changed their spending habits over the past 6 months. As your expenses shift, it's important to maintain an updated budget and use financial tools like the Bank of America Cash Rewards Card that can help you make the most of your spending. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America, explains.
Since March, our clients have been making more online purchases on things such as food delivery and streaming services. In fact, total spending on food delivery over the summer nearly tripled from last year. One of the smartest ways to spend is by tracking your expenses and choosing a rewards card that is flexible with your evolving needs.
With the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, customers can choose to earn 3% cash back in categories including dining, gas, home improvement, online shopping, and more each month. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, Christian Post, the one and only Rachel Alexander joins us now. Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
What a weekend, huh? We got through it. The president, diagnosed with COVID, in and out of the hospital, blew some liberals' heads off when he got in the beast and went outside of the hospital there and waved to his supporters.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to recover just fine. And the left is just, doesn't know what to do with itself, because, you know, once he got COVID, they were hoping, you know, bad things are going to happen to him, and they haven't. And so I think President Trump's going to turn this around, and it's going to help his rating.
Well, you know, that seems to be the consensus, but this is a president, again, when this happened, he finds a way to turn adversity into an opportunity, and this is what we appreciate about his brilliance. He's not a dummy. This is a very smart man who is the commander-in-chief, who has been leading us, even though the mainstream media would want us to believe differently. And I believe that, you know, some voters out there have bought into the media's narrative and the narrative of the Democrats, but all it takes is a little bit of common sense to see through the ploy and I would say the myth and misrepresentation of how the president, just on the surface, has handled the leadership of COVID-19.
You know, you just hit on something very important when you said that President Trump is able to turn things around. I think what he's able to do is be positive. He always has a good attitude. He always has good things to say. He always is optimistic about this country. And I think people like that. They want to hear someone who's happy for once. They don't want to hear somebody who's just complain like the left does. And Trump is just, he's put hope in people's hearts.
Without a doubt. Rachel, I don't know if you've had a chance to read Ted Cruz's book, One Vote Away. With your legal background, I'm sure you'd appreciate it if you haven't. And it talks about the history of the Supreme Court, of which he participated at one time. And in fact, at one time, President Trump went to Ted Cruz and said, hey, look, I'm thinking about nominating you. But Ted Cruz had to make a decision and said clearly he understood that he's a policy guy, and as a Supreme Court judge, you're not a policy person. You're an official. That's not his heart. That's not his his passion in life. He is well cast as an elected official, as a senator. But his book, One Vote Away, really brings into focus, I think, for all Americans, how important this upcoming election is. That if the Democrats had gotten their way and they controlled the Supreme Court, our First Amendment and our Second Amendment would already be gone. We don't even quite realize how close we were losing to our constitutional government and all our rights had Hillary Clinton been elected president of the United States, because the two choices, now three choices for Supreme Court, would have fallen at her feet, not at the feet of President Trump.
Yeah, we are very fortunate to be in the situation we're in. And I would go even further and say not only, would our First and Second Amendments be in jeopardy, but I think our Fourth Amendment, because
yes.
The left is going after us, and they're, attacking us and invading our personal spaces. And look at all these horrible prosecutions, like of, Michael Flynn and all these other bogus prosecutions.
Yes. I mean, the reveal on this as information is coming out. I mean, James Comey is running for cover, others, and that's the other thing to look at, is that if President Trump is not reelected, all this information, the Russian hoax, all the players, they live another day and they come back stronger than ever under a Joe Biden administration, do they not?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be bad. And, it's going to be harder to push back and fight back if Trump and his associates are out of office. I'm frankly terrified what they could do to him. They're going to try to prosecute them if Biden ends up winning. You mark my words.
Exactly. Well, I think the Democrats were only hoping that Donald Trump was so affected by COVID that another debate would not take place, even though the pundits on the left, including some nervous Republicans, looked at this as, some sort of travesty. Even Chris Wallace still to this day tries to defend himself, but it's indefensible. I mean, they talk about how many times the president interrupted Joe Biden, but they don't talk about how many times Chris Wallace interrupted President Trump. And when you add the interruptions by Chris Wallace of President Trump to the interruptions of Joe Biden, it's almost pretty close. You had 145 interruptions by Trump, 67 interruptions by Biden. Wallace interrupted Trump 75 times versus 15 of Biden. Add 75 to the 67, and you're in the ballpark of 138 interruptions combined, because as we realized in that debate, it was 2-1, was it not?
Exactly. And, I'm no young spring chicken. I have seen plenty of debates over the years, and I can tell you that I have never seen a moderator handle it as poorly as Chris Wallace did. Usually when somebody interrupts somebody else, which happens a lot, the moderator eventually just stops trying to get them to stop talking. Chris Wallace would not defer to the president. He kept interrupting and interrupting and interrupting him and did not give him, that leeway that people debating are usually given.
Well, even the questions he asked as an attorney, you probably saw right through this, Rachel. The questions were very leading and convicting on the face. They were not neutral questions.
No. He's biased. He's a registered Democrat. We know that. You know, we saw what he did when he was asking debate questions before in a presidential race. I mean, he has it out for the conservatives. And I'm just surprised that, you know, we agreed to it. But it seems like we always end up agreeing to it. The Republicans always end up having somebody who, you know, is going to favor the Democrats. Like, I'm sure you've heard that in the next debate where you're going to have this guy who used to work for Biden.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's got pictures on his Facebook, he and Biden, and somehow he's supposed to maintain some sort of objectivity. I mean, well, this is what the people are having to deal with, but what they underestimate is the, what, 87, 90 million followers of the president on Twitter?
Yeah, I've always said that's one of the most genius things President Trump has ever done is use his Twitter feed. And by the way, if you go look at Biden's Twitter feed, it is boring as anything. He, you know, he could be doing so much with it, but he's just wasting that opportunity. Trump is a genius, and he is going to get around the biased media. He's going to continue to do it, and, you know, God bless him. I think, you know, we probably couldn't have gotten a better president at this point.
Well, and it's going to be up to we the people if we hold on to this president and if freedom can still reign. But clearly under Biden, Biden's not about to tell you what Supreme Court nominees he has in mind. He, even though it's readily expressed amongst the leadership of the Democratic Party, they want to pack the court and they want more senators and representatives that are going to ensure a stranglehold by the Democratic Party in making Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico a state. But they don't want to talk about that.
No, and it reminds me of, you know, Nancy Pelosi's statement, you know, just pass Obamacare and then we'll tell you what's in the bill. You know, the Democrats.
Isn't that it? Yeah, this is Jack in the Box all over one more time, isn't it?
It is, and that's how the Democrats get elected, and that's how they get their agenda passed, is they lie about it and they tell people that they're more moderate than they really are. And so that's exactly what Biden's doing. You know he's going to nominate some far left, you know, judge, and that's why he's hiding it. And you know that reminds me, I just found out last night that Mark Kelly, who's running for U.S. senator in my state against Martha McSally, his campaign is going around not saying anything about his position on the Second Amendment, but James O'Keefe recorded one of his staffers secretly, and she said, oh, yeah, he's just hiding out for when he gets elected. Then he's going to, you know, implement a far-left agenda on guns.
Well, and I'm surprised because he's got caught in a couple of deceptive moves. O'Keefe's latest reveal is one of the most recent. But how is that race coming along? Is it still pretty nip and tuck there?
It is so down to the wire. You know, I would think she would lose, except you've got the Trump factor going on. So that just puts it right down the middle. You know, she's a terrible candidate, but, you know, people are trying to help her, even though her own campaign is horrible.
Mm-hmm. Why is she a terrible candidate? We got about 45 seconds left. Go ahead.
Well, besides the fact that her record is absolutely dismal, she was a very moderate, you know, person before this, she is not out there. You don't hear anything about her. She's hardly ever at events. She's very lackluster. She doesn't have any excitement, principle. She's just kind of a real superficial candidate. You don't see much of.
Well, we got to leave it there for now until next week. Rachel Alexander has been our guest. Rachel, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Take care.
You too. Thanks.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.